The Lord is at work. His presence is so present with us here at Easley First. And He wants to be present with you in your very homes, in those places of prayer. He wants to be more real than anything else in your life with you. He wants you. He loves you. He calls us to Himself. He knocks on these hearts' doors, doesn't He? And calls us to Himself. He created us for a purpose and a plan. And He knows exactly what that is, and He takes care to situate things just as He wants. He orders our steps, the steps of the righteous. If you know Him as your Lord and Savior, you know He is working. Come rain or shine, He works. Today, the title of the message I did not put on the slide. I don't think I did. No, on the slide I have More Than Conqueror. The title of the message is The Call to Conquer. The Call to Conquer. We have a calling. We have a calling not to hide behind the walls of a church building or inside of our houses and isolate. We're called to step into the darkness of the world, the hard places even, maybe. We're called to reach out even into those fun places and things in the world, to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we go and whoever we speak with. We need to share the gospel with them. The term conqueror in the Bible signifies glory or victory and triumph, not only in the physical battles, but also in the spiritual battles. In the Old Testament, conquerors often referred to figures like Joshua, David, Gideon, and Samson. These achieved victories. They achieved the victories through obedience to God and reliance on God's power. You see, we can't fight any battle and expect to win for God's glory on our own. God is sovereign, and He empowers us. In the Old Testament, one example of this is Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, we see Joshua fighting or being commissioned. Now, Moses had just died, and Joshua was on the scene. The 10 had sought out the land, and they knew. Two of them, at least, believed God. Many did not. The other 8 did not. Here in Joshua chapter 1:1-9, it says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, 'Moses, my servant is dead.'" Isn't that amazing? He said, "Moses, my servant is dead." Joshua knew he was dead. But God specifically said to him, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses." Verse 4 says, "From the wilderness as far as this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory." God has given us a territory. The very first message that God called me to preach was possessing that God has promised. Possessing that God has promised. God wants us to possess what He has promised. God has called us to be conquerors, and we cannot do that alone. Verse 5 says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." He's speaking to Joshua. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. How many know that God does not leave us and he does not forsake us? If you're a child of the King knows right where you live. And he loves you with a love that is an eternal love. A love that has no end, height or depth. God loves us with an eternal love. Verse 6, God said to Joshua specifically, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause the people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. There's a hand-in-hand connection between the servant of God and God's purpose and plan, his call to conquer. That Joshua was not alone, and neither are we. No matter what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears, no matter how dark the clouds loom overhead or the wind rages in the trees, our God is on the scene to take good care of us. And we sung about that today. For those of you who do not know, Jack gave me the song list a month ago. And God is talking to you, is he not? He is talking to us. He is leading us to the very thing he wants us to have. How good is that? Our God is good. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, being careful, hear me, hear God here, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. The law is important. God didn't do away with things when Jesus came. He fulfilled the law. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left that you may have good success. Or you could say, act wisely that you could do that. Don't turn to the right or the left, the Lord is telling Joshua. Wherever you go, verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. How important is it for us? If it was as important to them, how much more even now that our Lord and Savior Jesus came and died and gave his life. He rose again so that we could live these very words out in our lives, in action. How much more is it important for these words not to leave our mouth? They should be in our mouth ready. But you shall meditate on it day and night. And God gives us very clear instructions here how to help our mouths hold on to God's word, meditating in it day and night, so that you may be careful to do what is according to all that is written in it. Oh, that's a heavy load. We got to do it all, Lord. How many of you know that his yoke is easy and his burden is light? He makes a way where there is no way. Even when the enemy is quick to come and trailing you down, tracking you out, targeting your life. The enemy may be running towards you, but you are God's. And you can turn and face the enemy and cut him down. Through the power of the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, do not forget who you are in Christ, whose you are. The Lord says, you are mine. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. It's not so hard, is it? It may not be the success that we desire if we're looking for riches in this world, or if we're looking for fame, or if we want our own way doing our sinful things. And we say, no, God, I want this. But God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus as we seek his kingdom first. He promises many precious promises. Do not let them go. Pray them out. Claim them. Claim him. Jesus, our Lord. Verse 9 says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be affrighted. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Whithersoever you go, the Lord is with you. If you are His, you are in Him. He is with you because you're following His will. God will bless you, and it is done. That's it. Doesn't matter what storm rages, things go up or down, things go sideways, as the young people say, or not. God is in control. We get a flat tire on the way to church. Okay, it's okay. The first thing that we might could think of is, Lord is in control. Thank you, God, for being in control of whatever happens to me. Whatever happens to me. What we have here is clear instructions on how to be successful, a successful conqueror under the guidance and provision of God Almighty. God Almighty cares that much about you, that He wants you to be successful. In the New Testament, the concept of conqueror is an eternal victory over sin, death, and evil. Romans 8:28 through 38 says this, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And know this, when you're a believer, He foreknew you. He knew it ahead. God is in eternity, and we are here in this moment of time. God is everywhere, omnipresent. That does not mean God is the podium. God, that means God is powerful, and He is everywhere, all-knowing. He's omniscient. He knows all things. He knows from our beginning to our end. And yes, we are like grasshoppers before God Almighty. But He loves us so that He gave His Son just for us. He, the God of the universe, the God of all existence for all time, the God that we cannot even seem to comprehend in these finite brains, in these minds of ours. We cannot understand it all the way. God loves us just like that. We have a lot to shout and praise God for. And if we get a little carried away in His spirit, that'd be quite all right here. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. For those whom He foreknew, He predestined. In verse 30, and those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He justified. He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. God took care of it all. There's nothing undone. There's nothing undone in God. He took care of it all. And He wants the best for us. Verse 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? What things? What things? Troubles? The pain that we sang that will be leaving us when we see glory? The hurts and heartaches and the grieving of the day that we are in? The wars and the rumor of wars? The confusion that goes around about us? The things that harm us or try to? All of those things. What then shall we say? Paul, he knew what it was to be persecuted. And through all kinds of stress and distress and hurts and hurts, even to the flesh. He said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? with Jesus, we have all we need for living victorious and being more than a conqueror. We have all we need to answer that call of being a conqueror, being able to do what God would have us do. And I want you to know, church, that it begins on your knees before the Lord, not literally, but in your heart of humbly before God. And you can bow on your knees if you're able to. Humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God. This is where it starts. These prayers that are going up in the prayer room, in these altars, in your homes. Humbling yourself before God. And God is listening. Who? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 33 says, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Remember who the head of the church is. That is Jesus Christ. The God Almighty, He is in charge. He has all authority over the church. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sakes, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, he says in verse 37, in all these things we are what? More than conquerors through him who loves us, who loved us. For I am sure, Paul said, that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, none of those things are going to win and conquer. If we rely on Christ, if we put our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ, He is the King. We need to focus on Him. Again, what we have here is a clear instruction, our clear instructions on how to be successful. A successful conqueror, under the guidance and the mighty power of an almighty God. I want you to remember some things. All of that would be great to remember. To hold fast. Six qualities of biblical character. Of a biblical conqueror. The first one is trust in God even during trials. I dare say if I asked you to lift your hands, I would see some hands going up. There's been some trials in your life that God has saw you through. It just amazes me how God orchestrates things. In the women's meeting yesterday, we were testifying of that very thing. God seeing us through a hard time. And, you know, to pin it down to one is very difficult because he sees us through so much. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And he will make straight your paths. Sometimes we can't understand. It just blows our mind what's going on from one thing to the next some days, weeks, sometimes months and years. There are people in the world that are suffering intense where the disease is breaking out. In Africa right now, Heavenly Father, help them. In Jesus' name. We don't know. We don't understand everything, but there is a sovereign God who understands, sees it all, and who is in charge. He is sovereign. All we need is to call unto him. Call out to him. Pray to him. Seek him. And he will show us the way. He's listening for us. If you're seeking the Lord today, seek him with all of your heart. Seek him with all of your might and all of your strength. Get the word out. Seek the scriptures. Learn from him. Humble yourself before him and ask for him. He will show up and show himself strong in our behalf as we call on him. Secondly, firmness and faith. We must have this to have biblical, to be a biblical conqueror. We must be firm in our faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. In the NIV, that's what it says in the NIV, the way it says it. Be strong, be courageous. You may say to yourself, I am weak, and I just don't see how that's going to happen. I, my very self today, I don't know, the waterworks came on. I told Brother Case the waterworks came on. I was like, I got to preach. Something has to happen because I'm going to be up here just tears. It started weeks ago. I've just been before the Lord in his presence, and every time he touches me, it's amazing. And I'm a crier, but it's a different kind of weep lately. I feel the presence of the Lord in such a mighty way in this place. And it's not only here. He is with us. He's on the move. The Holy Spirit is moving. I'm seeing God move in our lives. He's answering prayer. Let me tell you, there was a young baby we prayed for. And other places have also prayed for this young baby. Did not have part of the brain. That is no longer a problem. That baby's healthy and fine, was born just fine. And that part of the brain that was not there is there. Glory to God, he did this. Overcoming evil with good. If you have biblical character, if you're going to be a biblical conqueror, you're going to be able to overcome evil with good, because the word of God tells us to do just that. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is no reason for a child of God to be on the back seat in the back burner just saying, oh, it's just so bad. It's just so bad. It's just so bad. And I'm not saying that you don't go through storms where it's just so bad. But God is on the throne and he's in charge. And he's right there with you when it's just so bad. You may be stuck in a seat at home and you can't get out to go to your church, or you can't get out and do these things that you would do for God. But for the moment you're in, you're stuck, he is with you. He does not leave you nor forsake you. He is with us. And we can overcome evil, those things, those fiery darts that the enemy shoots at us, because, you know, we are targeted by him. He shoots those things at us to try to drag us down and sidetrack us. And if we are covered and in the Spirit of the Lord, walking with God, it doesn't matter how many arrows you have stuck. If they have hit, they bounce off. God pulls them out. God does things. That armor of God protects us. And the shield of faith, we can keep on in the battle, fighting with the sword of the Spirit and utilizing these weapons of spiritual warfare, and keep right on going. If we're stuck in a seat and we can't get out, we can pray. And prayer can bring down strongholds in China, from here. God can do that. God can do it. All we need to do is knock. Perseverance through suffering is another one. Number four, we can persevere through suffering. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Very many precious promises. Thank you, Lord, for your very many precious promises. Thank you, Lord, for your very presence with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Number five says, fighting the good fight of faith, to be a biblical conqueror, to answer the call to be a conqueror that God would have us be, we would need to fight the good faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. This one verse tells me that we are to confess Jesus before the world, as many people as we can. And when we give our life to him, we are to confess by the way we live our life. If there are things in our life that are contrary to the word of God, against the word of God, that is not following God's rule here. That is not calling. That is not living the good fight of faith. We must come out from among them and live and stand in according to God's standard. If we play around with that, we will waste our lives away, and we only get one. We cannot play around with the enemy or the word of God. We will fall, and our fall would be great. We must obey the Lord. That does not mean legalism in any way, shape, or form. I am not preaching a gospel of legalism. That's heresy. Jesus Christ wants to deliver the soul and wants us to walk free and not in bondage again to sin. When we put ourselves in places that we need not be, or stay in a situation that we should not stay in, we are in bondage. And that's not of God. Number six says, endurance to the end. Matthew 24:13 says, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. We can't be a good conqueror, a biblical conqueror, without this right here. We can't imagine I'm putting on these things myself. This isn't the way it is. We live out the word of God. We cannot live out the word of God by sitting in a service on Sunday morning and never reading his word through the week. We can't. There were just sort of in a social situation. We certainly can't live out the word of God if we're not praying that we would understand and welcoming the Holy Spirit to teach us and come alongside us. We will miss God without him. We can't. We need God. We have had multiple weeks where we were studying the seven churches in Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. And one of the main things that we must do is listen to the Spirit of God. Every church he spoke to, he said, for those who have ears, to let them hear. Every church he spoke to in Revelation, he said, he spoke to them about being conquerors. I want to read those verses to you now. Revelations 2:7 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Revelations 2:11 says this, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death." Revelation 2:17 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it." Revelation 2:26 through 29 says, "The one who conquers and who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces. Even as I myself have received authority," Jesus said, "from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelation 3:5-6, "The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot out his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelations 3:12-13 says, "The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never will he go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And the seventh church, he spoke this. Revelation 3:21-22. "The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." The Lord God Almighty is speaking to his churches. He's speaking to us. He's speaking to us. This applies to you and me. Yes, you and me. If you're under the sound of my voice, if you're reading the Word of God here, and you're hearing the scriptures being read from Revelations, you know that God is giving us a very important promise. But there's a condition. We are called to conquer. We're not called to bow down to the enemy. We're called to conquer him. And the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Do not take prayer lightly. And this is what God wants us to know. He is listening. He's not only listening to prayers. He's listening to what we're saying to people out here. That's a caution if you're saying something against the church. I caution you to run from that, because God is moving here. And we need to be mindful of his presence with us always. Speak his name. Speak his name in the world around you. Pray and seek him and watch what God will do. He is waiting at the door, just a knocking. Now, won't we let him in? We will, won't we? We are. Do not be discouraged, but be courageous. The days ahead in the world may be treacherous. In America, may become hard on Christians and will. The days ahead in just the daily life that we live may be difficult, but the Lord says, be courageous. Greater is he who is in us than he that's in the world. Let's all stand.